A reading from Ecclesiastes, chapter 3, verses 1 through 11a. For everything there is a season, and a time for every matter under heaven. A time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to pluck up what is planted. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to break down and a time to build up. A time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to throw away stones and a time to gather stones together, a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to seek and a time to lose, a time to keep and a time to throw away, a time to tear and a time to sow, a time to keep silence and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time for war and a time for peace. What gain have the workers from their toil? I have seen the business that God has given to everyone to be busy with. He has made everything suitable for its time. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Labor Day weekend carries bittersweet emotional significance, doesn't it? This weekend marks the close of official summer in our culture. We're accustomed after Labor Day to look for the leaves changing, temperatures dropping, and farmers harvesting. Though some schools have already started fall classes, this time still marks the customary divide between summer and school. For those fortunate enough to have the time and the money, now is the last best chance to enjoy luxurious summer vacation before the industrious frenzy of fall activities starts again. Even those of us still in town this weekend enjoy time to rest, to catch our breath. But the seasons are changing, and the calendar is as well. Labor Day specifically honors and prepares for the season of work by pausing work for an extra day in many, though not all, places of employment. The balance here between a time for work and a time for play, plus the transition between summer and fall, makes this a great weekend to read Ecclesiastes 3. Tradition suggests that King Solomon wrote this wisdom book in his final years, reflecting on the activities of his life and the presence of God throughout all their years. In chapter 3, Solomon, or whoever is writing in Solomon's name, suggests that meaning emerges from recognizing the natural balance in all life. Everything has its proper season. Even that which is entirely opposite one state from another. In the past, I've only preached on this text, this Bible passage, at funerals and farewells. I've read it at the funerals of several Salt of the Earth veterans and young truck drivers. Pastor Rosemary used Ecclesiastes 3 when retiring from EMC in 2015. This text is used in such hinge seasons when the future is certainly bound to be unlike the past. It acknowledges transition from one time to another and trusts God with change when the way things are no longer suits the times we are in. I believe that Edina Morningside Church is in such a hinge season now. And it's more than just Labor Day weekend. Let me explain with a bit of Minnesota lake culture. Yesterday I was up north with Javen's family in Walker, Minnesota. We were a big group celebrating his sister Brianna's birthday, more than a half a dozen pontoons and cruisers crisscrossing the western part of Leech Lake, then pulling up on a wide sandy beach called Agency Bay. After several hours bobbing around in waist-deep water there, it became time to head for home.
Almost 20 people fanned out from our group and headed to their boats, but they couldn't all leave at the same time. Each had to be untied from the others and get the right passengers on board. The boat Javen and I were on was delayed because we stayed back to hug goodbye to one last person who was busy helping push boats off the sandy lake bottom. Only when he took a break and hugged us, only when we'd gotten aboard the right boat, only when it was untied and pointed in the right direction, only then could we rev the engines, get the bow out of the water on plane, and splash through the waves on our way back to the harbor. For the past 4 months, Edina Morningside Church has been trying to get the right people on the boat. You know what I mean? Last May, we welcomed new leadership for most of our ministry teams and a new round of culture shifts and learning curves on each of them. That month, we also had two staff members depart through retirement and resignation, while a third took a welcome leave of absence for writing and restoration. This summer, we've tested temporary arrangements to cover those duties and have now finally welcomed the next full set of preschool staff downstairs and custodial support throughout the building. It's felt like we've been idling these past 4 months. Not a bad way to spend the summer, if I'm honest. But now at last, we're all on board and ready to go. But where are we headed? Where does the bow point? To a safe harbor destination somewhere, or to the adventure of open seas? If to everything there is a season, what season is it for us now? Is it a time to plant or to pluck up what was planted earlier? Is it a time to embrace or to refrain from embracing? The writer of Ecclesiastes says, I've seen the business that God has given to everyone to be busy with, so what is our business? What is the work to which we are called to now? Some things we know. We're about to begin a season of growth and learning when preschool and faith formation activities resume and the place gets three times as busy with Rally Sunday. We know some of the milestones in the coming months: Christmas and Easter worship, women's fellowship meals downstairs and community programs, remodeling work gathering steam for the entrance and the narthex. But some things about the season ahead are unknown. How will we be called upon to offer bold Christian witness for the least of these in the face of wealthy-take-all economic division? Will we respond to the call of the gospel and this cultural moment to learn more about white privilege and then to renounce it? Can we encounter ourselves in the ancient human stories found in Scripture, hear Jesus confronting the ways of the world and calling us to another way, then enlist with the Holy Spirit to act with righteousness for God's beloved world? I have some sense of what's possible in the months ahead for us, but discerning which season it is will only be best from listening to the Spirit's guidance together with each other in community. It's a little like that game I played in childhood. Maybe you did too. What time is it, Mr. Fox? Do you know this one? A whole group of children gathered in a gymnasium most of the time asks that question together. What time is it, Mr. Fox? And then whatever time the one child, the fox, says, that's how many steps forward they move toward the fox, who at some point is going to say midnight and turn around and catch them, or try to catch them. What time is it, Mr. Fox? 5 o'clock. They take 5 steps forward. And the question comes again. What time is it, Mr. Fox? The game doesn't work if the question isn't asked in unison, and then there's open time, there's silence to listen for the reply. leaving space, the reply, and the response. That's how it is with the seasons as well. We repeatedly ask the time, listen to hear faithfully and correctly, then move according to the Spirit's call. So what time is it, EMC? What time is it, EMC? Is it time to welcome the child of God into our house, no matter their country of origin? Is it time to denounce the identity politics of those Christians who say that only heterosexual white people can be faithful followers of Jesus? Is it time to let justice roll down like waters and righteousness like a mighty flowing stream, as Amos says? Is it time for compassion that not only bandages the wound, but also asks why the wound exists in the first place? Is it time to organize ourselves and more fully care for lonely seniors in our community who despair in isolation at the end of life? Is it time to make this a house of God that resounds with praise, with songs both new and old? Is it time to heed the calls of police officers and bereaved parents lobbying for mental health care to be more readily available than assault rifles? Is it time to say no to the absurd pace of our children's activities so they may say yes to childhood once again? Is it time to share the love of Christ with such joy that it breaks through the clouds of hostility and stranger danger which are the current cultural milieu? What time is it, EMC? That is the question we hold with one another today. What time is it? I can't know the time, these or any others that you might be holding. We can't know them individually. We're called together to ask the questions, to listen for God's call, and then to move accordingly. We're indeed at a hinge point here in the church and in the church universal, as we seek how God is calling us to respond, loving God, loving neighbor, loving ourselves, and loving this world which God has created. After a summertime of reorganization and all aboard, let this Labor Day be a chance to rest, to listen, and to consider. Because to everything there is a season, and our next one is fast approaching. It's about time. Amen.